Previously on Suits.
Mike Ross never went to law school. I knew it and hired him anyway.
I still can't stay, Harvey.
You're making it seem like I'm the one that's taking away your dream wedding.
You are the one taking away my dream wedding.
Nothing would make me happier than to raise a glass to your new life. But I can't.
Oh, so now I shouldn't get married?
No, I'm saying you should quit.
You tell me right now, why are you here?
It's not that simple.
Why are you here?
Because I'm afraid!
You're calling for an emergency vote of no confidence today.
Take a picture, because tomorrow morning, those letters are coming down.
Why should I believe you would even live up to your end of the bargain?
Because I don't give a shit about your war with Daniel Hardman. All I want to do is see you get down your knees and say, I quit.
As of now, the company that's been targeting our clients is no longer represented by Daniel Hardman.
All in favor of Jessica staying.
How exactly did you get that termination letter from Forstner?
I agreed to step down.
You are not going to step down.
You've given up everything for this firm. It's time someone gave up something for you.
Harvey, you didn't just give me my dream. You gave me a family. But I'm going to have a family of my own someday, and I can't have all of this hanging over their heads.
You don't have to do this for me.
I'm doing it for us. Because as long as you're with me...
I'm with you.
Michael James Ross.
Yes?
You're under arrest for conspiracy to commit fraud.
Michael Ross, I'm Assistant U.S. Attorney Anita Gibbs. And unlike you, I'm a real attorney.
I'm not answering any questions until I speak to my lawyer.
I heard you ask for him before, but while we're waiting, I just wanted to let you know that I'm the one who's going to put you in jail. Nothing? Maybe you think that you've committed a victimless crime, but let me assure you, you haven't. By my estimation, you've worked on 88 legal cases in your so-called career. And you committed fraud every time you picked up the phone, mailed a letter, signed your name, or appeared in court. Each instance carries a 9-month sentence. And to tell you the truth, I am too tired to do the addition.
Well, I'm not. If what you're saying is true, then there's a limit of one count per case, and I'll be going to prison for 66 years. I've always been good at math.
Well, I haven't. But what I am good at is putting away fake, cocky, tough guys like you and seeing them break. So here's how this is going to go. You play ball, I go easy on you. You don't. In my experience, college boys, even fake ones, don't do well in prison. And if you think your people are rushing down here to bail you out, you've got another thing coming. Because I'm going to keep you in here all night.
Okay. I'll confess. But I want the whole thing on tape.
Harvey, thank God I need to talk to you.
Rachel, calm down. What's going on?
Mike's been arrested.
What?
Two men from the U.S. Attorney's Office. They just walked right up to him and they arrested him. I don't know what to do.
All right. It's going to be okay.
It's not going to be okay. He's by himself. We have to do something.
I am. I'm going down there right now.
No, you're not.
Jessica, this is enough for you.
Harvey, from this second, you are an unindicted co-conspirator, and so am I, and so are you. Which means none of us can afford to be anywhere near Mike.
I don't care. Someone has to do something, and if it isn't going to be you, it's going to be me.
You're going to let her go down there?
Harvey, she can knock on that door all she wants. They're not going to let her see him tonight. Besides, she's his fiancé. Seeing him is not going to make her look guilty.
It's not going to make me look guilty either. It makes me look like I'm standing by my guy.
No, what's going to keep you from looking guilty is you and I ripping up your letter of resignation.
Jessica, I just made a deal with Forstman. He finds out that I'm still here, he picks up the phone, calls Hardman, and the two of them pick this place apart.
And if whoever is prosecuting this case finds out you left on the same night they arrested Mike, then we may as well turn ourselves in.
Which is why I need to get in there and talk to Mike as his lawyer.
Then this is what's going to happen. You are now his lawyer. But you do whatever you have to do to work out of your house, because I'm not telling anybody you resigned.
This is AUSA Anita Gibbs with Michael Ross. Time is 11:05 p.m. Mr. Ross has agreed to confess with a stipulation that he do it on videotape.
I actually never said I'd confess. I said I'd talk.
You did say you'd confess.
Maybe I did, but then again, I also asked to see my lawyer at 9:03. It's 2 hours later, and I still haven't been able to do that, which means anything that I've said between then and now is not only inadmissible, it's also evidence that you violated my rights.
Oh, I get it. You just wanted to get that on tape.
Sure did. And if I don't see my lawyer in an hour, you better be able to prove that you've made every effort to contact him and couldn't. I know I'm not supposed to know these things because I'm not a lawyer, but I do. Because I am.
Okay, you've had your fun. Now I'm going to have mine. Your lawyer actually did show up about a half hour ago. There seemed to be a little miscommunication about what room you're in, but that's all been straightened out. So, here he is.
Robert.
Oh, I see. You thought you were going to see Harvey Specter come in this room so you two could get your story straight. Apparently that's not going to happen. You know, normally this is the part where I leave the room, but almost looks like you want me to stay. Just so you know, we can't watch or record anything that happens in here. Attorney, client, privilege and whatnot. But if you're innocent of these charges, I'm sure you've nothing to fear being alone in this room with that man.
What are you doing here, Robert?
Rachel called me and asked me to help you.
Is she okay?
No, she's not. Because she's out there, and you're in here. And so you're going to tell me right now, is this shit true?
Listen, I can explain everything.
I don't need an explanation. I want an answer to the goddamn question.
Lawyers don't ask that question.
I'm not asking you as your lawyer. I'm asking you as a man.
You know what the answer is.
God damn it.
If you wanted the truth, then now you got it. But you got to tell me, what are you doing here, Robert?
I told you, I'm here because Rachel begged me to help you. Not because I give a shit about what happens to you. So you're going to do exactly what I say, and I'm going to help you get out of this thing.
No, there's no getting out of this thing.
Oh, yes, there is. You damn well know it. That woman doesn't get anything by prosecuting a fraud like you. But she would love to get Harvey Specter.
I'm not turning on Harvey.
Oh, he would do the same goddamn thing to you in a heartbeat.
If you think that, then you don't know Harvey.
You better listen to me. You better get your head out of your ass. Because I'm throwing you a goddamn lifeline. It's the only chance you're going to get to save what's left of your miserable life.
I won't do it.
Then you are on your own.
Robert, please.
Whatever you're going to say, don't say it. The truth is, you're doing me a favor. Because after I got you out of this, I was going to tell you to stay away from Rachel for the rest of your life. But I don't have to do it now. Because you're going to wind up in prison anyway.
What happened?
Phil, I need you to sit down.
Louis.
I said you need to sit down.
What happened to Harvey? Please tell me that he's okay.
Mike's been arrested.
Oh, my God. We have to go see him.
No, no, no. You can't go anywhere near him.
What?
You can't go down there.
Louis, so help me God, if you turn your back on Mike and you claim that this has nothing to do with you...
Just listen to me. You're going to want to do everything you can to get to Mike and express your support, but I am telling you, that is a bad idea.
Then I need to talk to Harvey.
No, you don't. You need to stay the hell away from him, too, and count your blessings that you don't work for him anymore. Because if all of a sudden
you start showing up on his doorstep, you are going to find yourself next up on the prosecutor's list.
Louis, this is Mike and Harvey. We're talking about their family.
I am not saying they're not. I'm saying the more contact you have with them, the worse it is for all of us.
Okay, I won't go down there. But I am going to see Rachel, and if you think you're going to stop me, you are out of your mind.
I am telling you, I am his attorney. If you don't let me see him, I'm going to break through that door.
You can bluster all you want. But you're not getting in because he's already with his attorney.
What?
You dirty son of a bitch.
Robert, calm down.
I'm not calming. Shit! You brought this kid into my life. You put my daughter's future in jeopardy.
Look, I know you're upset.
Upset? But... you're lucky I don't lay you out right now.
Robert, listen to me. Mike Ross is a good man. He came to me from nothing. I saw something in him, and you did too, and that's why you're here.
No, I was here to get in return on you, but he's too stupid to do that. And I don't know if he's going to change his mind or not, but I don't care anymore. And I don't give a damn if I ever see either of you again.
You hear that? He's not Mike Ross's attorney anymore. I am. So let me the hell in.
Robert Zane?
Really?
I'm hurt.
Harvey, this is real.
I know. And the first thing we need to figure out is who tipped him off.
Why the hell do we need to do that?
Because if we're going to get you out of this, we have to know every damn thing they have on you.
Are you crazy? There's no getting out of this.
I haven't lost a case before, and I'm not about to start
now. This isn't just some other case. They're going to check the facts, and when they do...
they're going to find what we let them
find. You can't know that.
Yes, I can.
That's bullshit!
This is not bullshit! Look, we can win this case.
I don't care about winning this
thing. What the hell is wrong with
you? Harvey, I did this!
You didn't do shit because they don't have shit.
What the hell are you talking about?
Mike, you're in the Harvard database. You have a transcript. You're in the bar. You're a practicing attorney. Those facts are real, just like every case you ever worked on and every person you've helped along the way.
Harvey, this woman's no joke.
That woman has to show you're a fraud. But as far as the world knows, you're a goddamn lawyer, and that's the way it's going to stay. And don't forget, we don't need to prove you're a lawyer. She needs to prove you're not.
Rachel, calm down.
I can't calm down. No one will tell me anything. I can't go and see him. It is the worst moment of his life, and I'm not there for him.
Well, you will be when you can.
And on top of all that, I don't know what my dad's going to do when he gets there.
You called your dad? Rachel, I don't think that was a good idea.
Well, I couldn't just sit here and do nothing. Mike's been arrested. Jessica's talking about unindicted co-conspirators.
Okay, well then he and Harvey will just have to work it out.
And what if they don't?
Rachel, when I was in trouble, Harvey got me out of it. This is what he does. I am telling you, he will get Mike out of this.
It's just... the thought of him... in there all alone.
He'll be okay. It's just one night.
Now, what are you looking at?
Nothing.
Your eyes are going up and down on me, man. It don't feel like nothing.
They all say nothing. I wasn't doing nothing.
You know what? It don't matter what you say and do once you're inside. It's not like you won't last a week. You hear what I said? You won't last a week in there. You might not last a night in here.
Listen, man.
Hey! Get your hands off him, you piece of shit!
But they won't be here all night.
Yeah, neither will you.
Hey, it's fine. Leave him in here with me. It's cool. I mean, unless you're going to let a federal marshal beat the shit out of me just to try and scare me into making a deal. These are Ron D'Amico, right? Saw your picture out in the hall getting a commendation from the U.S. attorney. Of course, you didn't have a beard in that photo. But you look the same to me.
You're a smart kid. I guess that's how you got away with what you got away with. But you didn't really get away with it, did you? I am a marshal, but the next guy won't be. And you give him that know-it-all attitude, and like I said, it won't last a night.
Yeah, well, for the record, I'm not getting sent away, but even if I was,
wouldn't be a place like that.
Oh, if you think you're going to Club Fed, you don't know any of the kids. Sleep well, sweetheart.
How is he?
He's in custody.
In the bail hearing?
I don't know, because I'm not representing him. Now, are you done asking me questions? Because I have a few of my own. Like, how the hell could you do this?
Sad, because I love him.
That's sweet, but you sound like a teenager. And right now, your mother is sobbing knowing what you've done to yourself.
Dad, Mike is the same man that you worked with. And you said yourself there are things that you did in your past that you're not proud of.
Don't you dare compare me to him. I am not a fraud. I am not a criminal. Rachel. Rachel!
I tried to get him out. But he's living in a dream world. And so are you, if you think this boy is done ruining your life.
Why did you even come here?
I came here to tell you to look in the mirror. And get rid of him.
I was wondering when you're going to pay me a visit.
You know who I am?
I know everyone in my crosshairs. Now pass me the cream and tell me what you want.
I want to know why you arrested my associate without just cause.
Because Mike Ross is a fraud. And I'm going to make sure he never sees the inside of a courtroom again unless he's wearing an orange jumpsuit.
Yeah.
If you'll excuse me, I have an arraignment to prepare for.
What if I was to tell you, off the record, Mike Ross was about to resign?
I'd say that sounds very convenient.
Well, it isn't. I'm telling you the truth. And if your interest really is in getting him out of the courtroom, he was going to do it himself.
And why should I believe you?
I can get you his letter of resignation. All you have to do is waive charges, and I'll get him to agree never to practice law again.
I'll tell you what I'll do. You get me that letter, and I'll waive his bail.
I don't need you to waive bail. Whatever it is, he can pay for it.
No, he can't. I'll freeze his assets. In fact, I'll make sure that he doesn't get bail at all. Because hacking into the bar is a federal crime, and if he can do that, he sure as hell can flee the country.
You have no proof he hacked into the bar.
Doesn't matter. It's what he's accused of. So you want to make sure he walks out of court today, you bring me the letter.
That better be you calling down to my office to explain why your golden boy was arrested for fraud last night.
My golden boy. You're the one that nominated him for pardon.
Because you passed him over again and again, and I knew there was a reason for it. But now, I know what it was.
Just what are you implying?
Not implying anything. You knew that kid was a fraud. And even if you didn't, you should have. So, what is it? Are you corrupt? Or are you just so stupid you didn't know what was going on in your own firm?
Watch who you're calling stupid, Jack. Because you were the only idiot with his hands in his pockets at that vote.
I didn't have their support then, but I will now because Harvey's protege just got perp-walked out of this firm. And since then, Harvey's nowhere to be found.
Harvey's whereabouts are none of your concern.
Well, the partners are concerned. They need a leader they can trust.
And I'll bet someone's trying to convince them that leader is you.
Well, look at that. You do know what's going on in your own firm after all.
I'm going to give you some advice from the throne, free of charge. You attack this firm's leadership when it's in crisis over an unproven allegation. You're going to look like a bottom feeder. And even if they vote me out, they sure as hell won't vote you in.
Donna, what are you doing here?
Gretchen told me you weren't feeling well, so I stopped by to see how you're doing and tell you to cut the bullshit.
I don't understand.
You've never taken a sick day in your life, and Mike just got arrested, so I want to know what the hell is going on.
I can't be in the office right now.
Why not?
because I resigned.
What? Because of Mike?
Because it's the only way to get Forsman to back off.
I don't care about Forsman. You're leaving the firm when we need you the most?
Donna, right now, I have to stay away from the office. But I'm not leaving anyone. I'm representing Mike.
So you saw him?
Last night.
And?
He's hanging in. I just need this bail hearing to go smoothly.
What do you mean go smoothly? What's going on?
The prosecutor's playing hardball. She's trying to keep him without bail.
Harvey, Rachel is not doing well. You have to get him out of there.
Then I need you to get something from the office for me.
I understand you've reached an agreement to waive bail.
We have, Your Honor. No bail is requested at this time.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. However, I would like to introduce a motion to have Mr. Spector removed as attorney for Mr. Ross.
What?
On what grounds?
On the grounds that they conspired to defraud the Bar Association, every client they ever had, and the people of the United States.
What's your proof?
This letter showing Mr. Ross is going to resign. They conspired to fabricate it.
We had a deal.
I don't care what we had. The two of them concocted a story under the guise of attorney-client privilege, which they were only able to do because Mr. Spector is both his boss and his attorney.
I gave you that letter in good faith.
You gave me that letter in a blatant attempt to get me to drop charges against your co-conspirator.
That is slander and inadmissible.
That's enough. My chamber's 10 minutes.
Gave her that letter?
I did it to get you out.
Yeah, I don't care about getting bail if it lands us both in prison.
It's not gonna land us in prison, and it would have come out anyway. We can't just destroy every piece of evidence.
And we can't do anything with any piece of evidence because she's about to get you kicked off my case.
She has no grounds to kick me off. We didn't conspire to write that letter.
Yeah, we conspired to do something else in case you forgot.
Then we better come up with something, and we better come up with it fast.
I'm not in the habit of removing counsel, Miss Gibbs.
And I'm not in the habit of having an accomplice be the attorney on a case.
I'm entitled to representation.
And you had it last night. Your attorney of record is listed as Robert Zane.
The only reason you want me off this case is so you can pressure Robert into making my client take your bullshit offer.
The reason I want you off this case is because you're an unindicted co-conspirator.
If he's an unindicted co-conspirator, then so are you.
Excuse me?
You violated my client's rights the night he was arrested, and we have it on tape.
That is a complete fabrication based on the word of a con man.
An alleged con man with a photographic memory, Your Honor.
And what does that have to do with anything?
Because if I'm lying about a digital tape, then how do I know the serial number of the camera you use in your interrogation? RKZ-986-532. Little piece of blue tape keeping the battery attached.
You want to remove your motion, or do I have to subpoena that camera?
I'll withdraw my motion, Your Honor.
You're free to go, Mr. Ross, and Mr. Spector is your attorney.
All this proves that you two were in on this together.
What this proves is you'll do anything to win, and now the judge knows it, and so do I.
Lewis, put down whatever you're doing.
What do you mean?
I need you to make sure there's nothing in the bylaws Jack Soloff can use to call for a vote and get me out.
Well, I can tell you right now, he can't do anything for 2 weeks, but after that, there's nothing we can do to stop him.
Then I need you to figure out a plan B, because in 2 weeks...
Wait a second, why isn't Harvey here?
What do you mean?
I mean, it's his firm as much as ours. He's the one who started this whole thing, so there must be a reason he's not here.
Harvey's working on Mike's defense.
Oh, goddammit, that makes us all look guilty and puts us all in jeopardy, Jessica.
That was my reaction, too. And then I realized, this allows us to communicate with Mike and each other, and it's all privilege.
Then I want it said right now, Donna stays out of it.
Well, that's not going to be a problem, because Harvey doesn't work here anymore.
What?
He resigned to get Forsman to back off.
Well, then let me guess. The prosecutor can't know he did that, and Forsman can't know he didn't.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ, Jessica. If Harvey's not here, that even makes us more vulnerable to Jack.
Which is why I need you to step up and figure out a way to keep that son of a bitch from taking me out.
Of ever going back in.
are we going to do now?
I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go on offense.
What does that mean?
It means finding out what she knows and how she knows it.
And it starts with us getting into a room, making a list of every goddamn person who knows the truth.
Donna, what are you doing in here? I need your help.
Don't you mean thanks for working late, Donna? May I ask for your assistance with something?
No, I mean Jack Soloff is calling up our collective asses, and I need you to... What is that?
It's a private matter.
Mike Ross's employment records? God damn it, Donna. You're doing work for Harvey?
Lewis.
I explicitly told you to stay away from Mike's case.
And I heard you. I just don't care.
What'd you say to me?
I said, I don't care.
Well, I forbid you to do this.
Excuse me?
Donna, I don't think you get it. There is going to come a time where you're going to have to choose between yourself and them. And I am not going to let you throw your life away for either one of them.
You know what, Lewis? If they're going to come for me, they're going to come for me. But until then, if Mike and Harvey need my help, I'm going to give it to them. And if you have a problem with that, you might as well fire me.
Rachel first told me she didn't want to work for me. We fought all night. I didn't think any other firm was good enough. And then she told me she was going to work for you. And that changed everything. A brilliant black woman. Mentor for my baby girl. Someone who could teach her what the world does to people like us. How to get down in the mud and still manage to keep her dignity. And look at what you taught her instead.
Is that what you came here to tell me?
I came here to tell you to fire Rachel. Because she won't quit. And when they come at him to turn on you, I don't want her within 1,000 miles of this place.
I'm sorry, Robert. I can't do that. And you know why?
I do. Because it makes him look guilty. Which he already is. And when they ask me to help to get him to turn on you, I'm going to recommend that he does.
You do what you need to do. And I'll do what I need to do to save my firm.
It doesn't matter what you do. Your firm is going to crumble all around you.
Now, is that a threat?
I don't have to threaten you. I don't have to lift a finger. Because people are going to come at you from places you didn't even know existed. And I'm going to enjoy every second of it.
Lewis, if you wanted to see me, you didn't have to send me a message telling me to meet you here.
I did that because I have a foolproof plan to stop Jack before he even gets started.
Well, let's hear it.
Make me managing partner.
Come again.
It's the perfect solution. I step in, target's off your back, and we're fine. Till this all blows over.
I don't believe this. You want my goddamn job.
What? It's not like that. No one thinks that I have anything to do with Mike. My ethics are beyond reproach.
I don't recall them being beyond reproach when you used my secret to get your name on the wall.
Jessica,
no, Lewis, you are out for yourself, and I'm not going to stand for it.
How the hell did you say that to me after you just told me to step up?
You want to step up? Then do what I goddamn told you to do. And don't come to me with some I'm not part of this Mike Ross bullshit ever again.
I was wondering how long it was going to take you.
You heard.
Everybody's heard.
Scotty, I have something to ask you, and you're not going to like what it is.
I can't believe it. You think I would do that?
No, I know you'd never do that.
Then what are you doing here?
Mike thought it could be you, and I promised him I'd look you in the eye and ask.
Okay, so let me get this straight. I keep Mike's secret, throw a case for you, and now you're here taking orders from him because you don't trust me?
I do trust you, and I told Mike I did.
Oh. Which is why the real reason you're here is not to ask me if I handed him in, but to tell me to keep quiet.
Not to tell you, to ask you if you're going to.
What is the difference?
Scotty.
Harvey, I am not in your life anymore. I mean, what makes you think that they're going to come to me?
Because you know how this works. They're going to dig into my personal life, and when they do, they're going to find you.
And how many women like me are you paying a visit to today?
There are no women like you. You know that.
What I know is the last time you came to me, I told you I never wanted to hear Mike Ross's name again. And once again, here you are asking me to do something for the person that destroyed our relationship.
Sarah, I'm not here to argue with you.
But you still want to know what I'm going to do?
I do.
Well, I guess we're just going to have to find that out when they come.
I need to talk to you.
We've already discussed all there is to discuss about the wedding. I can't go, so unless you quit.
I was arrested.
What?
2 nights ago, in my office, 2 U.S. Marshals grabbed me out of the blue.
I'm sorry.
You can save your sorries. I want to know if you're the one who turned me in.
What? Jesus Christ, I can't believe you'd think that.
Why wouldn't I? You've done it before, and you also told Father Walker, and I still haven't heard you say that it wasn't you.
Well, it wasn't me. Going to Father Walker is about making things right in my life.
Yeah, well, I got a way you can make things right with me. They're going to come to you to put together a case against me, and I need to know what you're going to say.
I don't know what I'm going to say, Michael. Do you want to write down my answers for me like you used to before class?
Yeah, I do. And this time the answer is going to be I need to speak to my lawyer.
Wow. 20 years of friendship all comes down to
lawyer up, huh?
Yeah.
It does. And you owe me trouble.
Can't lie for you, Mike.
I'm not asking you to lie for me. I'm asking you to pay me back for every time in my life you have screwed me over.
Okay. But I'm not doing this to make it up to you. I'm doing this to make sure my family doesn't get dragged into this. So don't bother me with this again. I may just have to tell them everything I know.
Dish it out. The question is, can you take a punch?
Why don't you put the gloves on? We can find out.
I don't know if you noticed, but we're already in the ring, and you're not in my class.
What are you doing here?
I just wanted to look you in the eye and ask if you still work at Pearson Specter Litt.
Excuse me?
I stopped by your office to see if you were serious about pleading this thing out, and you weren't there. So I asked your secretary when you'd be coming back, and she got very cagey. And now I find you here, boxing, in the middle of the day.
I'm blowing off steam.
I don't think so. I think I was wrong about you and Mr. Ross fabricating the letter of resignation. And I think Jessica Pearson found out what you two were up to. And rather than making herself look like a fool by handing you in, she forced you both to resign. And now you're on your own.
And I think if you want to write fiction, I hear they got a remedial class at NYU.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Jessica knew about Mike Ross all along. In which case, maybe you would turn on her.
To get the hell out of here before I turn on you.
I will. But if I find out you resigned, that's evidence you're a co-conspirator. And I'll not only get you off this case, I'll put you behind bars, along with your little pet.
What the hell is this?
You know what it is. It's formal notice. Your services are no longer required.
I don't believe this. You're firing me?
Yes, I am, and I want you to pack your things up tonight because you and I don't see eye to eye on your priorities.
Okay, Louis, just because we had a fight...
No, this has nothing to do with that.
So you're saying that this has nothing to do with you lashing out at me because of the fight we had before?
No, it doesn't. Because among other things, you set your own hours, you can't take dictation, and to top all that, you can't read people for shit.
What's going on?
You almost went to jail for helping them once before. And I couldn't take that. And the thought of losing you once again.
So you know that they need my help.
Yeah, I do. Now you're free to go.
What made you change your mind?
Jessica accused me of not being a team player. And she was wrong about me, and I was wrong about you.
Thank you, Louis.
I have to go.
No.
What are you doing here?
Our conversation got cut short the other night.
So, Anita Gibbs sent you here to tell me that if I go to prison, I'm not going to come out the same.
You're right, she did. She wanted me to come here and scare the shit out of you. Tell you about everything that's going to be happening to you inside.
Who says I'm ever going to be inside?
Maybe you won't. But if you do, I'm here to tell you everything that's going to happen on the outside.
Did you get the hell out of here?
Listen to me. Anita's going to come to you with a deal, and it's not going to be through Harvey Specter. And if you're smart, you'll take it.
I said get the hell out.
All right, I'll go. So let me tell you something. They don't have conjugal visits in federal prison. And even if they did, I've seen your fiance. She's smart. She's beautiful. She has a future. Girls like that don't wait around, no matter what they say.
I wanted to talk.
Sorry. You go first.
My father was here. That woman went to him and offered a deal.
Let me guess. They want me to turn on Harvey.
They'll drop all the charges and you won't have to spend a minute in prison.
What did you tell him?
I told him that I would give you the message.
That you'd give me the message? Rachel, you know there's no way in hell I am ever going to turn on them, right? You know that.
Yes, I do.
Do you?
What's that supposed to mean?
It means that you should have told them that I'm loyal to everyone in my life and I would rather go to jail than betray them.
I did tell him that.
So then why didn't you tell me that you told
them? Because that's not what you asked me.
Tell me right now that the idea never crossed your mind that I should take this deal.
Of course it popped into my head for a second.
So you think that I should just turn on them the second things look bad?
That is not what I said.
Is that what you're thinking of doing to me?
How could you even ask me that?
I never even thought for a second that you would even consider an idea so disgusting as turning on Harvey.
The only reason I thought about it is because I am scared to death of you going to prison.
Scared of me going to prison or scared that you can't stick around?
Mike, don't. We need to talk.
We got a problem.
Yeah, we do. Because it wasn't Trevor.
It wasn't Scotty either, but that's not our problem. Gibbs came to see me earlier. She knows I'm not in the office.
What does that mean?
It means she's going to try to use it as evidence of Harvey being a co-conspirator, and if she does that, Harvey can't represent me.
What's going on?
They offered Mike a deal. They want him to turn on you.
Huh. And you're in good company. Because they offered me a deal to turn on Jessica. But that's not our problem. Our problem is figuring out how to get me back without Forsman finding out.
Wait a second. It doesn't matter if Forsman finds out or not if he doesn't have someone on the inside working for him.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that if they want me to point the finger at someone, that means I'm holding a gun.
Still alive.
Did you think I would let it die?
No. But I thought you might give it away.
Well, I'm more sentimental than you think. How'd you get in here?
Jessica told me how, and I told her what I was coming here to do.
What is that?
You need me. Because as good as Gretchen is, she can't be a part of this, and you know it.
You saying you're coming back to me?
Yes. I am. Good.
Then I'll see you back in the office tomorrow.
What do you mean?
I mean I'm coming back.
How did you swing that?
Hasn't happened yet, but I got a little secret weapon called Mike Ross.
Well, see you tomorrow.
Donna. How did Lewis take it?
Believe it or not, it was his idea.
Surprised to see me?
As a matter of fact, I am, but as long as you're here, I have a question for you.
How? You want to know if it's true?
Oh, I know it's true. I want to know why you haven't tried to deal your way out of this.
You mean, why haven't I turned on Harvey and Jessica?
That's exactly what I mean.
Wouldn't have anything to do with you wanting to use all of this just to get your name on the door, would it?
Oh, I'm getting my name on the door whether you cut a deal or not.
Well, if you don't stop coming after Harvey and Jessica, the only door you're going to be looking at is going to have bars on it.
What the hell are you talking about?
Let me tell you what I just got finished telling Daniel Hartman. They're coming at me left and right to admit that someone around here knew what was going on with me the whole time. So if you don't back off trying to take over this firm once and for all, I'm going to tell them that someone was you. Bullshit.
You didn't even know me until a few months ago.
Yeah, but then you and I worked together so closely on that case. And then I confided in you. And then you made me partner so that you would always have an ally.
There's no way that holds up in court.
Good luck telling that to the judge and his prosecutor. She's a real beast. She's going to come after you with everything she has.
I never did anything to you. And I'm not leaving my firm.
I don't give a shit whether you stay or you go. But Harvey is coming back here tomorrow morning. And if you pick up that phone and call Charles Forsman, then I am going to pick up the phone and tell that prosecutor all about me and you.
I always wondered what it was like in here. It's nicer than I thought.
Jessica, how'd you find me here?
You always go wedding when you're upset.
I also go to the gun range and the ballet.
You go to the range when you're angry. The ballet when you're depressed. But mud
heals the broken heart.
I know. And I heard about what you did with Donna. And I'm here to say I'm sorry. You weren't just out for yourself.
But I was out for myself, Jessica. Donna showed me that.
Are you saying you were after my job?
Of course I wasn't. But who the hell am I kidding? You know, I mean, I'm not Frodo. Once I got that ring of power, we all know it would have consumed me.
That's what I like about you, Lewis. You may not be self-aware, but if someone holds up a mirror, you are not afraid to look.
Thank you, Jessica. The truth is, Harvey needs Donna more than I do.
Well, it was a selfless and noble act. As far as I'm concerned, you may not be Frodo, but you are Samwise Gamgee.
You read Lord of the Rings?
4 times. I mean, it is about power.
That's funny. I always thought it was about friendship.
Good night, Lewis.
Sure don't want to have a quick mug?
Maybe next time.
Really?
No.
Say Jack Soloff's not gonna be a problem anymore.
It's one thing down.
Yeah, it is. Rachel.
I'm not gonna leave you.
How can you know that?
All I can tell you is that if we've managed to stay together with this thing hanging over our heads for as long as we've known each other. And if we can get through that, we can get through.
Jail.
And if you do, you'll get out. I'll be there. And it won't be hanging over our heads. Ever again.
Distant road, tattered and scared. There's no